Welcome to Fraser 365. We're so glad you're taking a moment out of your day to study God's Word. This is day two of our brief study of the fruit of the Spirit. We hope that as you listen, you'll get a sense of the Spirit's presence in your life today.
Yesterday, we introduced the topic of the fruit of the Spirit as opposed to the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control come as a package deal. They're intertwined, and together, they're the byproduct of walking with the Spirit. Before we go any further, let's zoom out and look at the scriptural context for the fruit. We find the list of fruit in a letter written by the Apostle Paul to the church in Galatia. Paul's main purpose in writing was to give a brief but strong defense of the true gospel. Unfortunately, many in the Galatian church had accepted a distorted gospel that said in order to be saved, they not only had to believe in Christ, but also keep the Jewish law, especially the practice of circumcision. Paul says, wait, you've got it all wrong. Remember the gospel that I preached to you in the beginning, the one that said Jesus, the Son of God, came in the flesh and died on the cross for your sins so that you could receive salvation freely through faith in him. That's the true gospel. Don't accept any other message, no matter who preaches it. Around the midpoint of the letter, Paul asks, did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith in Galatians 3:2? The answer he wants them to affirm is a hearty by faith. He says, for if a law had been given that could give life, then righteousness would indeed be by the law. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. Galatians 3:21-25. And because you are sons, he says, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father, in Galatians 4:6. Paul says all of this to make sure that his readers are grounded in the truth that they've done nothing to earn either the gifts of salvation and sonship or the gift of the Holy Spirit. We only receive these gifts through faith in Christ. And if the Holy Spirit himself is a gift to us, how much more then is the fruit of the Spirit given to us as a gift when we walk with him? It's not something that we create in ourselves. Now, before we start looking for signs of the fruit in our lives, we should take Paul's message to heart and be sure that our foundation is solid. We have done nothing to earn salvation. Christ simply loved us and gave himself up for us. Have you put your trust in him? If you've never done that, let today be the day. Cry out to him. Repent and believe the gospel, the true gospel, and God will graciously forgive and call you his beloved son and his beloved daughter.